Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Sparky Dent of Vero Beach has been around horses all her life, and she's almost 80 now. For decades, she worked the rodeo circuit with her husband. She was a trick rider. That's someone who does acrobatics while riding a horse. It took a lot of practice, she says, and a lot of training for the horse.
You have to get them running straight, like back and forth across the arena. So like when you go to do a trick, it's not going to turn around and go back on you, you know.
I've been looking at pictures, and in one of them, you are standing with one foot in the saddle of one horse and one foot in the saddle of the other horse, and both horses are moving. How did you keep them together?
Well, that takes a lot of work, too, and that's called Roman riding.
Incredible to imagine somebody standing on two horses, one foot in each saddle, and not falling off.
Well, I fell off a few times. After a while, I think, well, I can't do that. It kind of hurts, you know, after a while.
It must have seemed really far to the ground when you were standing in the saddle.
Well, what happened, see, one would jump and the other wouldn't, so then away you went, right under your head.
So you'd be on the two horses, and they're supposed to jump.
Yes, but then maybe when I was learning, one wouldn't jump, and the other did, so there you are in the middle, you know, away you go.
Did you ever get trampled by those huge hoofs?
No, I didn't, no. That's one nice thing about the Florida. You got that sand. It don't hurt too much to fall off.
How long did it take you to learn to do that before you felt sure enough of yourself to do it in front of a crowd?
About a year, but I was very active. Practiced a lot. All my life I practiced, yes.
You must have taken some tumbles.
I have. I took a few wrecks.
Any serious injuries?
Well, I just broke one foot one time. That's about the most serious. Not bad for all of years.
You're small. You're about 5 feet tall and less than 100 pounds. That's about the size of a jockey.
Most of the trick riders are small people. Even the men aren't real big.
You were living in Vero Beach, you and your husband, the late Chuck Dent, and you made the circuit. Tell me what it was like traveling to rodeos all over the country.
That was a lot of work because there wasn't any highways. It took all day to go 300 miles. We had a travel trailer, a truck that we pulled the horses in, and then there was no longer no place. You were lucky to find a place to wash your clothes. Then you brought them home and hung up a clothesline and dried your clothes. We used to just do this in the summer. Kissimmee was always one of the biggest rodeos in Florida. Yeah, years and years ago, they had a big one in Indiantown, but they quit that one. But we've been to all these Florida rodeos. We rodeoed with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and Cisco Kid, the Range Rider and Dickie West, Wild Bill Elliott, most all the old-timers. You got to go way back to know these people.
What was Roy Rogers like? I bet people ask you that a lot.
That's very nice people. Very nice they were, yes. Anyway, that picture up there I showed you, you know, a lot of people think that's Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. A lot of people don't know who they are anymore.
And the picture you're referring to is a picture of you and your husband.
Yes.
What kind of riding did he do?
He roped calves, steer wrestled, bareback horses, and saddle bronc riding, and before I knew him, bull riding.
Gosh, I watch that on TV. That's hard to imagine doing.
Yes, I watch it too.
You gave it up, trick riding, in the 1970s. How come?
Well, I wanted to still be trick ride while I was still good. And there's a time come in your life where you're not as good, and I didn't want people to say, well, she can't do that anymore. She's getting too old, so I wanted to quit while I was still good.
Do you go to rodeos still?
No, I don't. I watch them on TV. That's what I do.
Sparky Dent is a former trick rider on the rodeo circuit. She lives in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.